The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and the happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. And today we're going to start out once again talking about the Grammy Awards. The recent surge in coronavirus cases and deaths in the Los Angeles area has led to a postponement of the 2021 Grammy Awards. The annual show would shift from its original January 31st broadcast to March 14th, according to a joint statement released from the Recording Academy and CBS, which broadcasts the ceremony. The statement said the decision was reached after thoughtful conversations with health experts, our host, and artists scheduled to appear. The deteriorating COVID situation in LA, with hospital services being overwhelmed, ICUs having reached capacity, and new guidance from state and local governments have all led to concluding that postponing the show was the right thing to do. Nothing is more important than the health and safety of those in our music community and the hundreds of people who work tirelessly on producing the show, read the statement from Recording Academy Interim CEO Harvey Mason Jr., CBS executive Jack Sussman, and Grammy's executive producer Ben Winton. That's Winston. The Grammys will be held in L.A. at the Staples Center, Los Angeles County, the epicenter of the crisis in California, has produced 11,000 COVID deaths and has had about 40% of the deaths in California. It is the third state to reach the 25,000 death count. Daily Show host and comedian Trevor Noah is set to host the 2021 Grammys, where Beyoncé is the leading contender with 9 nominations. She scored nominations for Song and Record of the Year with Black Parade, which she released on Juneteenth, while Savage, her number one collaboration with Megan Thee Stallion, picked up bids for Record of the Year, Best Rap Song, and Best Rap Performance. Since the pandemic, a number of award shows have been postponed and later revamped due to COVID-19 restrictions. The BET Awards was the first major award show during the pandemic and was a success thanks to its artsy, highly produced, well-crafted pre-taped performances. The MTV Video Music Awards featured Lady Gaga winning awards and performing on site in a mask. And the Latin Grammys pre-taped several performances the week of the show, handing out some of its awards to the winners who attended. This weekly program is a focus on entertainment around North Carolina, and obviously the pandemic has had a tremendous negative impact. Venues across the country have closed or drastically cut their operations because of the coronavirus. However, some financial hope is on the horizon. The coronavirus relief bill earmarked $15 billion, that's billion with a B, for small independent music and theater venues. Many have shuttered since March and have not reopened since, leaving workers in the industry unemployed all year. It was incredibly busy between the concerts and the Broadway shows and the ballets and the symphonies, working almost every day. And then March 13th everything stops, said Jenny Probst. Probst used to work in lighting and as a stagehand. She worked in large and small productions for years. Now she's surviving off savings and unemployment checks. The Save Our Stages Act, or the SOS Act, hopes to keep small independent venues from shutting down for good. To qualify for federal grants, venues have to have lost at least 25% of revenue. They could get up to 45% of lost revenue back in initial grants. Grants are capped at $10 million. But people in the industry are unsure if it will be enough. The relief bill doesn't put money in the pockets of people working behind the scenes. It's aimed at operators, producers, promoters, and talent representatives. However, the bill means lighting, audio, and costume professionals have a place to work in the future. The relief bill's extended unemployment, however, will provide some aid. Capacity limits and safety concerns have led to the cancellation or postponement of numerous shows, concerts, and events during the past 10 months, a trend that will likely continue through the early part of 2021. With vaccinations occurring daily, venue and theater operators are trying to plan for shows this year. If I'm thinking positively, our sort of Theater Raleigh summer series starts in May. So my intention is to do the 4 to 5 shows we have planned for our summer series, crossing our fingers that the gathering size will be larger. That from Theater Raleigh's Lauren Kennedy Brady. Since November, it has offered hybrid performances with 25 people in attendance and the rest watching a live stream. The North Carolina Theater has a similar problem, but on a much larger scale. President and CEO Elizabeth Doran says their shows cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to produce. So even though they've already made radical cuts and planned cuts for upcoming shows, they still need to have more than 700 people in the audience to be financially feasible. They are prepping for a spring comeback with hopes of larger scale performances in the fall. Of course, all special events and gatherings of 50 or more people in Raleigh are canceled through March 31st, though most of their larger-scale events take place later in the year. That includes the IBMA World of Bluegrass, the largest event the city hosts each year. The 2020 version, as most of you know, occurred online. All right, let's take a look at a schedule, this one for the Durham Performing Arts Center, also known as DPAC. Tickets are available through the following outlets, dpacnc.com, the DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787, the DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham, or you can contact Ticketmaster. There have been some shows, at least three of them, if not more, that have been postponed from the original schedule. Pretty Woman the Musical, To Kill a Mockingbird, and Oklahoma have all been postponed. Coming up, though, Tuesday, April 27th is the first date with a live schedule. It is an evening of conversation with Julie Andrews. A true legend in every sense of the word, Julie Andrews has entertained millions for more than a half century. Ms. Andrews shares her extraordinary experiences from her early days of vaudeville in England to the popular projects and work she continues to create today. Opening with a beautiful video montage of her work, An evening of conversation with Julie Andrews is a unique and unforgettable visit with one of the world's most beloved icons. And that is the first event currently scheduled for DPAC Tuesday, April 27th. Other cancellations or postponements, Gabriel Iglesias, Riverdance, and Chris Tucker was to perform in April also, and that has been put off. Friday and Saturday, May 14th and 15th. We have to go that far for the next scheduled event, Trolls Live. Get ready for another hair-raising adventure when Poppy, Branch, and all their troll friends come to life on stage. Their first ever live tour is jam-packed with epic music, glitter, humor, and, of course, happiness. Also postponed or canceled in May, it was supposed to be Riverdance. No date has been reset. In June, Jason Isbell in and the 400 unit. That's mid-June. Then we also in June, the 26th, Arrival from Sweden, the music of ABBA. Then in July, the end of July, actually, Eliza the Forever Tour. And moving into August, A.R. Rahman in early August, followed by Get the Let Out. All right, we'll switch gears to Raleigh and the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. If you'd like to give them a call about schedules, call them at 919-996-8700. Now, they've scheduled several streaming events over the next couple of months. Details about upcoming events available by calling the Duke Energy Center at 919-996-8700. The first event set for Saturday, January 16th, Musician's Choice from the North Carolina Symphony. It's a streaming event. Musicians pick favorites to spotlight their virtuosity with works including Mozart's Oboe Quartet. Also in January, on the 23rd, that event was canceled. If you had tickets for that, Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus Live. Again, it had been set for January 23rd. It has been postponed. No new date has been set. Another streaming event coming up on January 30th, Vivaldi's Four Seasons. This is a North Carolina Symphony streaming event. Thursday through Sunday, February 4th through the 7th, in Memorial Auditorium, Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto from the Carolina Ballet. The ballet opens its season with the pure elegance of dance in the return of artistic director Zalman Raphael's Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto. This program will also feature Agnon, a striking George Balanchine classic to the beloved music of Igor Stravinsky, and a world premiere by Robert Weiss set to Mahler's Alluring Song of a Wayfarer. Again, that's early February for the Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto by the Carolina Ballet at Memorial Auditorium. Friday, February 5th, it's Friday's favorites, Vivaldi's Four Seasons from the North Carolina Symphony. This is a streaming event. Saturday, February 13th, Valentine's Romance and Tango, North Carolina Symphony streaming event. Classy and sophisticated for your Valentine, beloved romantic music like Debussy's Clair de Lune combines with fiery tangos by Piazzolla. Late February on the 27th, which is a Saturday, Famous Overtures. Again, a North Carolina streaming event. Franco Escamilla was to perform March 4th. That event has been postponed. March 5, 6, and 11, Tchaikovsky Symphony No. 4. This is the North Carolina Symphony streaming event. And then on Friday, March 12th, right now, live, or is a scheduled event, an R-rated magic show. Then Thursday through Sunday, March 18th through the 21st, Vivaldi's Four Seasons, and this is a Carolina Ballet event at Memorial Auditorium. March 19, 20, and 25, Swing and Blues by Byron Stripling, North Carolina Symphony streaming event. Friday, March 26th, again, performance of Swing and Blues with Byron Stripling, but streamed for Friday favorites. The end of March, the 26th and 27th, it's Gershwin and Dvorak, this, a North Carolina Symphony streaming event. Tuesday, March 30th, was supposed to be Teresa Caputo Live, The Experience. That has been rescheduled, but no, or is being rescheduled. No date has been set. Friday and Saturday, April 9th and 10th, Beethoven Eroica. This is a North Carolina Symphony streaming event. Friday and Sunday, April 9th and 11th, La Boheme at Memorial Auditorium. This is a North Carolina opera event. An irresistible tale of love, young love in Paris. A chance encounter brings the poet Rodolfo and seamstress Mimi together, and they instantly fall in love. It's like magic, but will their love survive when real life intervenes? Italian soprano Lucia Cetteroni debuts as Mimi. Again, this is at Memorial Auditorium, April 9th and 11th. Mid-April, Ragtime Kings. This is a North Carolina Symphony streaming event set for Friday and Saturday, April 16th and 17th. Then Thursday through Sunday, April 22nd through the 25th, Cinderella. And this is from Carolina Ballet. The iconic tale of fantasy and true love comes to life once again with Cinderella. Featuring an original score played live by composer Carl Moraski, while Robert Weiss's choreography tells the story of Cinderella's transformation into a beautiful princess and her journey to find true love. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Again, toward the end of April, Cinderella by the Carolina Ballet. April 30th and May 1st, Beethoven Violin Concerto, a North Carolina Symphony streaming event. Saturday, May 1st, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus Live. This off-Broadway hit comedy is a one-man fusion of theater and stand-up and is a lighthearted theatrical comedy based on the New York Times number one best-selling book of the last decade by John Gray. Moving swiftly through a series of vignettes, the show covers everything from dating and marriage to the bedroom. This hysterical show will have couples elbowing each other all evening as they see themselves on stage. Sexy and fast-paced, this show is definitely for adults. It's at Fletcher Opera Theater on Saturday, May 1st. Then we move into further into May, Cirque de la Symphonie, a streaming event, May 7th and 8th, May 14th and 15th, Beethoven Symphony No. 5, a streaming event. May 14 and 16, Mozart, the Magic Flute, North Carolina Opera in Memorial Auditorium. Thursday through Sunday, May 20th through the 23rd, it's Macbeth, Carolina Ballet. When Macbeth premiered in 2016, it was one of the most anticipated ballets ever created by Robert Weiss. Featuring brilliant choreography, fascinating sets and costumes, and an incredibly powerful score, Macbeth weaves a tale of love, power, lust, and greed. And finally on our schedule for the Duke Energy Center, Saturday, May 22nd, Alan Saldana, Noche de Comedia. Okay, North Carolina History Museum has some things going on this week, or this month, I should say. A slate of virtual activities for kids and families this month. Wednesday, January 13th, History Corner talks about North Carolina legends and folk tales. This is for kids ages 6 to 9. Parents are invited to participate with their children during the program. Learn all about North Carolina storytellers in this online program. Then Friday, January 15th, Civil Rights and North Carolina. This is for grades 6 through 12 and adults. How did World War II launch a social movement on the U.S. home front? How did the actions of four young college students inspire an activist network dedicated to education, integration, and black disenfranchisement? How does the work of the civil rights movement continue today in the call, Black Lives Matter? Find out as this interactive virtual tour examines the history and legacy of the civil rights movement in North Carolina. This free virtual tour also will be offered during February, March, April, and May via Zoom and Demio. To book a tour or inquire about details, call 919-814-7044 after January 15th. Then January 20th, which is a Wednesday, History Hunters Museum Sleuth. It's a history mystery for ages 10 to 13. What is that thingamajig? Try your hand at naming mystery objects from the museum's collection and learn some tips on detecting your own. Again, these are all events that are available virtually from the North Carolina Museum of History this month. Then Saturday, January 30th, it's the 20th Annual African American Cultural Celebration. This year's annual celebration, presented on digital platforms only, will bring together community organizations, authors, artists, musicians, filmmakers, and scholars to showcase the contributions that African Americans, past and present, have made to North Carolina's history and culture. The theme, Health and Healing, will include a range of information about health disparities and about steps that African Americans can take to promote and preserve their health. Register for your virtual seat to view performances, panel discussions, and demonstrations online. Attendance to some free events is limited. These programs are free. You can find out more about each of these and the museum's other programs and sign up on the History Museum's website. The Poorhouse Music Hall, Lincoln Theater, and the Ritz are not currently hosting entertainment events because of restrictions surrounding the coronavirus. Lincoln Theater's first event will take place in June. At the Poorhouse Music Hall, the first event is currently set for March, And then at the Ritz, the schedule contains no events until April. Again, these schedules are fluid and could change based on the latest information regarding COVID-19. Other venues, it's the same thing. Spectrum Center in Charlotte, no events scheduled until later in the second half of March. Charlotte's Bank of America Stadium has Garth Brooks in April for his dive bar stadium tour. That is the current schedule. Greensboro Coliseum, first event scheduled currently is March 25th, and that is Mercy Me. Dueling dinosaurs are coming to Raleigh. One of the world's greatest ever fossil finds is coming to Raleigh. And the Dueling Dinosaurs exhibit will call the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences home. If someone in your family is a dinosaur fan or fanatic, this exhibit is where they'll want to be, but it won't happen right around the corner. The museum is going to expand its facilities to house the exhibit, with a grand opening that's not set until fall of 2022. So what is the Dueling Dinosaurs exhibit? Well, one of the world's first complete Tyrannosaurus Rex skeletons, and the second one is a Triceratops. The fossils were found in a place called Hell's Creek, Montana, and both were found buried in the same spot. The name of the exhibit, Dueling Dinosaurs, comes from the theory that the two dinosaurs fought to the death on that same spot 67 million years ago. The exhibit will be a state-of-the-art public lab, and visitors to the Museum of Natural Sciences and viewers over the internet will get to watch a team of scientists work to uncover more secrets buried for a millennium. And once again, that is the Dueling Dinosaurs exhibit that is coming to Raleigh in 2022. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.